A large industrial development approved for the Dominion Triangle area of Port Coquitlam will need to tread lightly as it builds next door to a long-term care facility. The developer plans to construct 3 two-story buildings, totaling 87,825 square featuring at 820 Seaborn Avenue, but will have to adhere to strict design guidelines so as not to impact Nicola Lodge. Last month, Port Coquitlam Council agreed to a development permit, with the builder promising to meet several conditions. A covenant has also been placed on the property title, according to the city, to minimize its effects on Nicola Lodge residents. For example, rooftop equipment must be screened and the street frontage must be of quality design. So far, only one complaint was sent to the city from the family of a resident concerned about the loss of green space and view. Under the covenant, a 4-meter-wide buffer is required, unsightly industrial fencing is not allowed, such as barbed wire, and non-glare lighting is required. The building has been designed to orient business activities such as parking and loading to the eastern portion of the site and proposes robust landscaping between the building and Nicola Lodge, including a variety of trees and shrubs to provide a green buffer between the sites, a POCO City staff report reads. Carla Castellano's architect has also added decorative elements to the wall facing Nicola Lodge to avoid a bland exterior and maintain privacy. A mixture of 41 trees, including deciduous and conifers, as well shrubs, perennials, ground cover plants and ornamental grasses will also be planted. Loading bays, vehicle parking and access is located on the eastern portion of the site to help reduce potential impacts to Nicola Lodge. The 3.7-acre site is located between Nicola and Seaborn Avenues mid-block between Fremont and Hawkins Streets and is currently vacant. Surrounding land uses include Light Industrial and Fremont Village. Flood Tide Capital Corp. also owns the adjacent property at 760 Seaborn Avenue. Both have a BC Hydro statutory right-of-way restricting buildings and landscaping, and Flood Tide is in the process of registering a property line adjustment, which will reconfigure the site and allow more efficient development of both properties.